Now, a new opinion poll has found that Hamas's popularity has increased among Palestinians following Israel's latest war on Gaza. The survey conducted by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research shows that Hamas would sweep Palestinian elections if they were held today. The survey found Hamas's former Premier Ismail Haniyeh would win 61% of votes in a two-way race against Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, with the Fatah chief taking just 32% of the vote. Most Palestinian respondents surveyed said they preferred Hamas's strategy of armed struggle against Israel to the so-called peace talks, which are favored by Fatah and the West. Let's put this into context and talk to Hamid Gourpilah, journalist and political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Gourpilah, just how much has Hamas gained popularity, especially with this recent war on Gaza?
Well, it seems their popularity, the popularity of Hamas, has gone up. The poll is showing that. And also the general public of Palestine and especially Gaza seems to be supporting them.
Well, I mean, if the Palestinians prefer Hamas to Fatah based on these polls, then why don't we see enough and sufficient effort to bring back Hamas to power?
Well, there are a number of things going on, and also, you could see, perhaps, like, it was not so clear evident, but maybe one of the strategies, many people say, one of the strategies of the Israeli war on Gaza was to try to decrease the popularity of Hamas, hoping that people would see that the fact that there were many deaths, many casualties, many people killed, and then blame Hamas and reduce their popularity in general and their popularity specifically for elections. So, but then that didn't happen. But I think that was one of the aims of the Israeli war.
Now, there has been calls on Hamas to disarm. Do you think the disarmament of Hamas would help?
Well, I don't think that would be a correct strategy at this moment in time. At this point in time, it would not be the best strategy. But at the same rate too. You know, this whole struggle for the liberation of Palestine needs to have many fronts. It's not about just military things. There's ideological struggle. There's political struggle. There's voting through elections. And specifically, there's this boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which I think is very, very, very important, because if the movement to boycott and divest from Israel and impose sanctions on Israel could impose much, much more pressure on Israel than some of the other methods. But at the same rate, that shouldn't be the only method. There should be a strategy with various goals and various points that are being taken into consideration. But the BDS movement, I think, is very, very important. That must always be emphasized, and an action must be taken to strengthen this movement.
And speaking about the BDS campaign, just how much is Israel vulnerable to political and economic isolation in particular?
Well, as anywhere would be, they're vulnerable. If there's less investment, through disinvestment, they're vulnerable. If some kind of sanctions are imposed on them, they're vulnerable. If there are boycotts, I mean, even something like South Africa, which was an apartheid regime, and also Israel is an apartheid regime. Like, South Africa had problems. Even they were getting kicked out of international bodies. They weren't letting them go to the Olympics during the apartheid era. Well, okay, that's even a symbolic move. You see, so even a symbolic move, you know, can cause a decline in morale, and it can cause, you know, raise the morale of the liberation forces and the people supporting and in favor of the liberation of Palestine. So everything counts, and everything must be integrated together. And I don't think that there should not be, you know, any component of the struggle. No component should be neglected, in either the ideological end, you know, or the need to have self-defense forces, or the need to have this whole BDS boycott, divestment, sanctions program. I think all of it must be part of an integrated strategy. If not, like, things are not going to move forward in a positive and prompt and timely manner.
All right, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Hamid Gourpilah, journalist and political commentator from Tehran. Thanks for your time there, sir.